Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
By the way, we occasionally get wrong number texts, you know, texts that were meant for somebody else. So if you're listening now, this may have been meant for you. It's from a 219 texter going straight to Terminal 5, Door 5B, should be about 4 minutes. I don't think that's for me. Pretty sure that's not a text meant for me. All right, most valuable person on the planet today is Mayor Craig Johnson. Let me go to the phone here. Good morning, Mayor.
Steve, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Got a lot going on here, Mayor. A lot going on. And you have
You got me nervous, Steve. You talk about the delivery guys tasting things. When I was in high school, I was a baker at a Dunkin' Donuts. And I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't taste some of our products either.
But you did it in the store, right?
Yeah, for the most part, but people always thought they got 12 donuts and a dozen in the box. Sometimes they only got 11.
Wow.
You know what? I salute the fact that you're risking your political future by admitting to such a big scale problem here. Good for you. Good for you.
Honesty is the best policy.
Mayor Johnson, we know Elk Grove Village and we know how busy you have been, but one of the things that you've done, which I think absolutely needs to be highlighted here, is stepping up and fighting the opioid crisis in this country, and specifically after you've had 26 deaths in the last 4 years in Elk Grove Village, right?
No question. It's not just Elk Grove, as you said. It's throughout not only the country, the world. And we decided to take the bold steps to make a difference and hopefully lay the groundwork that can be copied and followed by almost everyone so we can finally beat this dreaded disease. And that's the key, Steve. Addiction is a disease. No difference than the heart disease when I had my bypass surgery 5 years ago. It's a disease. It's not self-inflicted. It's a disease.
Right, and we need to accept it as the same and get those people help to get off the thing that's going to end their life if they don't. What is the drug that police have on hand in most cases to deal with someone who's overdosed?
Narcan. It's not just the police, Steve. We actually have it set up in public places throughout the community. So if you're in a library, you're at the park district, you're at a school, you're at a church, you're at a Walgreens, and you find someone that's ODing, Narcan is publicly available, no different than defibrillators. It's right there for you to grab and save that person's life.
It's a very important thing to do and very innovative. I have not heard of any other towns doing this.
Well, there's a couple towns that have attempted it and have not been successful. We're the first town that's got it fully implemented. It's been out there for almost a year now. And thank God we haven't had to use it. But the key behind that, Steve, is this. When you give someone Narcan and brings them back, that's the time that they usually want help. And all of our people are trained, including the places that have the Narcan kits, to help them reach out, grab their hand, and say, we're going to give you help right now. And then we take them into our program, and it's on the road to recovery.
I salute what you're doing. And is there anybody else in city government you think ought to be recognized or you wanted to mention?
Well, the main thing is it's not just myself. It's everyone from my police department to my public or social worker. Mm-hmm. Everyone's involved. The businesses, they accept they have a Narcan kit in their business. You know, that doesn't look so good when people walk by. They see the AEDs. They go, oh, that's great. They see a Narcan kit. People are kind of nervous. And that's the key to our program, Steve, is, and thank you today very much, is educating people that this is a disease we have to beat. Like we're beating heart disease, we're beating cancer, we've got to beat this disease. I'm telling you, it's undermining the fabric of communities. And real quickly, I tell people this all the time when I speak to them. How many of you know a person that had their car broken into?
Sure.
Everyone raises their hand. 98% of that crime is by an addict looking for quick cash for a quick fix. So even if you don't agree with it's a disease, do it for yourself to save you money, your insurance money, and all the rest. I don't care what it takes to get you on board with us, but we need you on board with us in order to beat this disease.
What do you need from people?
Main thing is sympathy and understanding, or in other words, compassion. Understand that these people need the same amount of help as anyone else that's fighting the disease. Because without that support for the families, for the loved ones, for the friends, and the addicts themselves, we're not going to beat it. To So many people, Sean, real quick, when I had my bypass surgery 5 years ago, I had people call me up, Mayor, can I drive you somewhere? Mayor, can I pick something up for you? But when someone says they're an addict, people turn their back and run.
Yep.
And you can't have that mindset. It is something we can beat by working together. If we keep shunning them, we're never going to beat this. We treat them like a leper, it's never going to be cured. But if we treat them like we do with people that have cancer or have heart disease or other illnesses, we can beat this. And we're proving that in Elk Grove. As the U.S. Department of Justice told us, our program is revolutionary. So Deputy Chief Gasparri has been speaking throughout the country, Texas, Alabama, talking about it. And real quickly here, the other day, a young lady was talking to us and said, Mayor, I was in New York City in Times Square, and an officer knew I was from Elk Grove Village and said he knows about our town. I said, well, how's that? Vacation? She goes, no. He heard about our program, and New York City is starting to emulate a lot of parts of our program.
I salute you, sir. That's why you're the most valuable person on the planet and the fine people of Elk Grove Village. Keep up the good work.
I will, and thank you for everything you're doing and helping us get the word out.
You bet. That's Mayor Craig Johnson from Elk Grove Village.